Traveling with the Nebraska LEAD Program International Study Travel Seminar to Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay, I'm Adam Smith. We have finished up our stops now in Chile and Argentina, and we are waiting for the ferry ride to head across the Rio de Plata to Uruguay in the city of Colonia, and I'm sitting at a table with Joe Dorhorse from Hay Springs. Joe, this morning we had the chance to go to a livestock market in Buenos Aires, the Linear Livestock Market, and it was evident there are definite differences between what we are accustomed to in the Cornhusker State and what we saw this morning.
Oh, definitely. The first thing that stood out to me, this is a terminal market. The cattle that come through this market, they're going straight to the slaughterhouse. They don't have any other option. But to see the sizes and weights on some of these cattle coming through there, they're at least 300 pounds less than what we'd see in our markets on the similar type of cattle, very much Angus-based cattle and Hereford-based.
Did the weights seem to be kind of par for the course as far as what they like to slaughter at that weight typically in Argentina?
I think the weights were pretty similar to what they like. Seems like they don't like down here to put a whole lot of extra marbling or fat on the animals, so they like to slaughter them a little sooner.
Did our guides talk at all about how the cattle are finished?
They said that they do finish them on some grains, most of the cattle. A lot of them are run out in pasture conditions and finished on some grains, which I guess I see finishing a different way. But
they also talked that most of them are raised right there in the Pampas region, right where the soybeans and corn are raised.
Yeah, that seems to be their most productive region by far. The Pampas is full of soybeans and corn, and you know it also has 70% of their cow herd. It's just amazing the production they get out of that area.
Any other takeaways or something that you'd like to share with anybody after your time in Argentina or Chile?
Here in Argentina, it's kind of an amazing place. It really reminds me of our area. Well, maybe a little bit farther east of us in the United States. They get 40 inches of rain here, but I mean, it's a beautiful area, good cropland area, and they've got a wide variety of products and everything like that.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you.
Joe Dorhorse from Hay Springs, Nebraska, as we come to you from the LEAD International Study Travel Seminar on our way to Uruguay now. For the Nebraska LEAD Program and the Rural Radio Network, I'm Adam Smith.